The Missouri Corn Update is brought to you by the Missouri Corn Growers Association and the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council. Hello, I'm your host, Michael Clements. Last week, we caught up with John Henners, U.S. Meat Export Federation Assistant Vice President for Industry Relations at the 22nd World Meat Congress in Dallas, Texas, hosted by USMEF. We'll hear about the event, the importance of quality U.S. feed grains, and the USMEF partnership with Missouri Corn in just a moment.
The word is out. For 3 years in a row, every winner of America's Elite Fishing Tournament, Crappie Masters, uses E10. Gasoline blended with 10% ethanol. It's the fuel of choice for the pros. E10 is approved and warrantied by every major boat engine manufacturer. E10, made in America, better for the environment.
You guys use an E10 fuel in your boat?
Yes, sir.
Empowering anglers across America. Get the truth about ethanol. Check out mocorn.org.
On this week's Missouri Corn Update, talking with John Henners of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. And John, as we're standing here, the Secretary of Ag about ready to walk in the door for World Meat Congress. This is really a big event to see. What's this, the first time it's in the U.S.?
Well, it's been the first time since about 23 years ago. So the United States is, as you well know, a leading institute when it comes to the red meat production. Our corn-fed product is well differentiated around the world as opposed to some other products. So we got a great story to tell. So we're excited to have the World Meat Congress held here in the United States, more specifically in Dallas, Texas.
Well, just walking through the halls yesterday as things got underway, there was a big contingency of corn producers being represented here.
Well, certainly when you look at the opportunity for corn marketed through U.S. beef or U.S. pork, you know, they've got a story to tell. And if we can keep our livestock industry strong by utilizing more and more high-quality corn, certainly bodes well for our industry. We've got a big crop out there. It's going to be challenging all the time to find new markets. So one constant market that you have is the livestock industry. So if we can feed more and more corn and be able to export a portion of that product, it's a win-win for everybody in agriculture.
So you mentioned the big crop that we have again this year. That seems to be a common theme anymore for corn and soybean producers. But how important is it for them to have that market? Because you have the food basically for your livestock right here in the U.S., and that's got to be a pretty cheap supply for you too.
Yeah, I think, you know, we have to look at an opportunity for our corn crop to be fed through our cattle and through our hogs. We're not going to eat all the product that we raise here in the United States. So what we're going to do is we're going to add our exports as a major component of our hog production, as our cattle production. We export one out of four hogs and about 13% of our beef product. So keeping these markets open, being able to talk to a major buyer in Japan or Seoul, Korea, can have those in the individuals come here to the United States, see our production systems, see our food safety systems. That's critical. You got to always be able to work hand in hand with your buyers, further emphasizing the attributes that we have with our product. One of those key attributes is this beautiful grain that we raise, whether it's Missouri corn or Illinois corn or Iowa corn or wherever have you. We've got a superior product, and we're going to tout that around the world.
Well, Missouri Corn, of course, a partner with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. And seeing them, those guys that are representing them here this week, how important is it that they're standing next to you in front of these international buyers saying, we have that quality product?
Well, you know, it takes time, whether you're a volunteer or a staff person, to go to these meetings. And it's critical that they're at the table. They're a large sector of U.S. agriculture. They play a major role in making everybody successful. I'm just excited that they're investing in the cattle industry, they're investing in the pork industry, they're investing in new uses. We need it all. We need biofuels, we need exports of corn, we need exports of corn through beef and pork. I'm a farm boy, I grew up in the Midwest, Carroll, Iowa, family still on the farm raising corn and cattle and hogs and soybeans, and every day I think of those individuals that are out there working hard. We've got to work just as hard to keep everybody on the land. Because if you can keep families on the land, it's good for economies, it's good for schools, you know, it's good for rural America, and everybody's in this together. So we've got to continue to do what we need to do. I'm just so excited that we have volunteers willing to help tell the story, help promote our product, and it's good to have, because livestock and crop production is really vital to rural America.
Well, it's a great story to be here and to tell to the international audience this week. John, thanks so much for your time. Good to see you here.
Thanks, Michael. It's always a pleasure visiting with you.
Again, that's John Henners of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. As always, learn more about the Missouri Corn Growers Association online at mocorn.org.